game yesterday. I felt like we got off to a good start, okay, in terms of taking the ball away the first two series. But you saw in those in the first half, all right, we had a hard time getting off the field in a couple third and long situations. You know, they came out. They did a good job of their screen game. You know, we were playing zone. We didn't really get the kind of reaction we wanted to it. But, you know, we kind of adjusted from there and ended up the third series. Their only score in the first half, you know, was where we went to big people. We'd had a couple injuries in the secondary, and, you know, we didn't get a guy replaced that had been injured. So that was unfortunate because that was kind of a gift touchdown, you know, off of having 10 people on the field. We came back and forced them to punt, and then we made a play in the two-minute drill. So in talking with the team at halftime, you know, we felt like what we had to do was come back out and get off to a good start in the third quarter. You know, unfortunately, you know, they were able to take the ball seven plays and score there. Again, our problem, I think, was conversion downs, you know, getting off the field. We had them in a third and nine, and they made a big first down. You know, they came back out the second series and hit us on the big play on the very first play, you know, 47-yarder. We were able to get them stopped. We made a couple red zone stops, forced field goals. And then the last drive, they hit a run for 23 yards on us where we really didn't get our gaps fit right. And then we had the horse collar, so put them down there. Third and two, they converted third and two, and then they had the three goal line plays. So we were too inconsistent in the second half in our play, and we've got to take a good look at that. Fortunately, we've got a couple days here to where we'll do a lot of self-evaluation and our self-scout stuff, and hopefully we've got a little time here to get a few guys healthy and come back and go to work for the Detroit Lions, you know, when the players get back in.
Dom, are you too wounded to rotate as many personnel groups as you're running in and out?
Well, it makes it more difficult. There's no question, you know, because you've got a lot of moving parts. I mean, you know, we lost Jake Ryan there about the middle of the third quarter, and so we had one linebacker, and then Josh, you know, had to play linebacker the rest of the game in whatever personnel group we were in, you know. So whether we went to bigger people and, you know, played Oki or Big Oki or Hippo or any of those personnel groups, you know, Josh was our inside linebacker.
What was the problem with all their short passes, trying to get those defended?
Well, they're a matchup team. And, you know, we had a lot of respect for Kamara going into the game. So probably played a little bit more zone than man, you know, because of the matchups and because of all the screens. You know, we just felt going in that we'd be better keeping vision and keeping people reacting to all those screens because they ran more screens than anybody we played. And you saw they hurt us early. They ran three screens in the first series. And they were successful on two of them. The third one, you know, Clay did a nice job of recognizing and coming off on it. So, you know, that was kind of their game. You know, the Breeze get the ball out of his hands quick, try to get it to their people, let them run after the catch. And you know, we didn't play with a good enough leverage. And, you know, they got blockers out on us in the screens and made more yardage than what we'd hoped.
I'm in that Templar, I think you've had this before. Why didn't someone just call timeout in that situation?
Well, it happened so late that, you know, it was hard. You didn't realize, okay, they were up there and snapping the ball, and all of a sudden, you know, one of our guys at the critical spot out there wasn't out there. So, you know, that happens sometimes if you got, again, a lot of moving parts, you know, and you get a guy injured, you got to really be on top of that.
Now, where do you think Kevin King's at through this point, and how does he get the consistency where he wants to be?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing with Kevin is he's battled that injury thing where he's been in and out. And so it's hard for a young player. You know, I mean, it's hard for them if they get all the reps. So the biggest thing we got to do with Kevin is get him healthy here over the bye week and get him back to where he can get a full week of practice and get ready to go against the Lions.
Now, Martinez's tackle production up with his
snap count up, or is he just a lot more active so far this season?
He's, I think, twofold. You know, he's obviously played probably as many snaps as anybody. You know, I mean, he's been able to stay on the field, and but he's been productive. You know, I think he's made progress, and he's been productive through the first seven games.
Talk about the moving parts on defense. How much have you missed Morgan Burnett the last two games? It seems like he was really the glue that kind of held all that together.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question Morgan's been our quarterback. You know, I mean, he's been around here the longest. You've seen us play him at three different positions. Before he went down, you know, he's our signal caller. So, all the guys on the defense, you know, I always correlate that with, you know, the quarterback position, you know, that guys have confidence, you know, in Morgan. You know, he's going to, if there's any gray area, you know, he's going to try to take the gray area out of it. So, we'll look forward to hopefully getting Morgan back here, you know, after the bye week.
Tom, are you getting what you thought you would get this year from HaHa, or is it all these other combinations that are keeping him from making the kind of plays that we saw him make last year in a Pro Bowl year?
Well, HaHa's had to pick up a different role. You know, I mean, he's become the signal caller, you know, and all those things. So, you know, that's something he hadn't had to deal with, you know, in the past. But I think he's stepped up and done a decent job for what we're asking him to do. Like I said, we've had a lot of different combinations, and you'd like to try to get to where you can settle in and get your veteran players in the positions they've played. Now, I'll say this, that some of the young guys, for example, Josh Jones, I think Josh is going to be a much better football player the second half of the season because of all the reps that he's had. But we've kind of had to force feed him, you know, into some of these situations. The second half, the third quarter, and the fourth quarter, you know, he was playing every rep no matter what personnel group we were in.
So, Don, do you think that's burdening him at some level, though? Because, I mean, again, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the defensive coordinator, I'm just the guy sitting over here. But he has not looked like we're accustomed to him looking.
Josh?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's like anything. You know, he's had a lot more on his plate, you know, and so who knows how much, you know, that affects people. You know, I mean, when you get used to playing, you know, he's been playing with Morgan out there. You know, Morgan takes on a different role, and Hawk can focus in on certain things. Well, now Haw's had to pick up that role, and, you know, it gives him, you know, a lot more responsibility.
You guys gave up almost 500 yards yesterday to a quarterback who almost never throws it deep. Their offense is throwing it short, run the ball. I don't want to put it kindly. I mean, do you have some major issues on defense that you got to get fixed here in the second half of the season?
No, I think it's a very efficient offense. I mean, you look at this guy, I mean, historically, I mean, we had a lot of respect, okay, for him going in. I mean, he's a guy that's very capable of putting up big numbers. You know, we gave up too many big plays, you know. I mean, they hit the 40-yard post route on us, and they hit the 47-yarder in the second series there of the second half. So they added some big plays in there with that. I mean, again, we were probably playing more zone because of their screen game and because of the matchup game with Kamara. That changes, too, based off of what personnel you have available, you know, who you want to get matched up, you know, on Kamara. Hey, we'll learn from this game, and we'll come back and we'll be better because of it.
Two more. Down the road, a number of guys in the locker room yesterday that were frustrated with what they thought were a lot of missed tackles on defense. There's been a couple weeks that they sort of said that same type of thing. Is this just a group that is not tackling as well as they need to collectively this season?
Yeah, you know, I thought the week before, you know, at Minnesota, we had far more missed tackles than we had yesterday. So I don't think the missed tackles were as big as an issue as the leverage. You know, your inside-out people come in, and that showed up on the third and longs. I mean, most of the time, you know, if you're playing zone and you've got vision, you know, third and 11, you know, we kind of overran. We got a couple guys outside, and we didn't have as good inside-out pursuit as we wanted. And same thing on the third and 17, you know. I mean, you don't. Yeah, we hadn't given up very many of the third and 10 pluses this year.